that I'm in, but I can understand your concern, but that would be our recommendation to continue to go down that path with the DNR for your concern on that, okay. And then we'll address the...
Well, then why in the last 3 to 4 weeks, or he's actually taken a lot of that brush, pushed, burn it on top of that, and then covered it over to make it look nice to try to hide it. That's what I think, but you need to investigate that a little before you okay this. That's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Again, that's not under our purview to do that, so I want to make sure you understand that.
No, I just understand that everybody wants to pass the buck. That's all.
Is there anyone else that wants to speak that signed up? Good evening.
Jim Harding. My address, 4860 State Highway T. My mother owns that land just to the east of that, borders that entire development or proposed development. I've heard where the dump site is. It's not part of what's being rezoned. I understand that. It is, from my observation, probably part of a bigger subdivision, as that whole line looks like Great River Engineering or somebody has surveyed our whole west line, so I'm assuming there's something else in the pipe coming. But as Mr. White stated, for years now, load after load after load has left the city of Branson. Their demolition is buried right there. Scott's been, I've talked to Scott. That is a commercial business, guys. We're sitting here today talking about zoning agriculture to residential. All this time, that other parcel has been commercial. If you're taking money and you're dumping a product from one place to another, that is commercial. But this board and Mr. Sterrett has done absolutely nothing about that. So I'm a little upset. I feel like the system's failed.
Well, we haven't heard anything about this at all.
That's Scott's fault.
Well, it isn't, because we have to do with planning and zoning. We don't have to do with complaints. The complaints should go, like has been said, DNR has the authority. We don't have any authority.
So,
the only thing we can do is to listen to your complaints.
Well, Mr. Fabian, just a moment ago, I seen a man come right here to try to get an auction house to run a commercial business, and you turned him down.
Yes.
There is currently a commercial business on that adjoining property.
Well,
it's running without the approval of this board.
That's right. They're operating in violation of the rules.
So maybe we need to look at that before we approve this, because those two lots nearest that dump site, I don't know what's in there. Only one individual would know for sure what's been dumped in that spot. I could see a chance for car wash, hotel. I can't tell you what all's in there. The bank building downtown. I watched loads of just load after load of waste, and I think a lot of it's in that hole right there. Probably a simple look at a topographical map would show you just how many feet laterally it's been filled in. And if that's leach, that is some of the most karst. I worked for the county 14 years, and you're a surveyor, Mr. Bobby, and you know that is some of the most karst real estate in all of Taney County. I mean, it's this glade rock. It's rough. If a drop of water is going in the ground and leaching out somewhere, I'll guarantee you. So if from an environmental standpoint, if they put 7 lots there, I don't know where the septic's going except for across those drainages in the Lake Taney Como, because I can't see any of it perking out. And I know that's not anything to do with you all. I get that. I guess that's my story.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak?
Yeah.
This is your landowner.
Go right here.
No, that's
fine.
No,
that's all right, Jimmy. Go ahead.
I'm Tim Barth, and I own the property, and I want to clear up this dump, you know. I'm in the demolition business in Branson and have demoed for 25 to 30 years. And we haul, the DNR has been down here several times. They're here lately because I got, you know, two neighbors that are ratting me out, you know, all the time. So when we do a demo and we are to the last stages of it, and we've got the brick and the block and a little bit of trash, and it's, you know, you're allowed 25% trash in a clean load of fill. So we dump that down there and we push it off. The DNR is totally fine with it. You know, occasionally we've had some dumpsters catch on fire. We can't dump them at the transfer station, so we have to take them out there and dump them. You know, and then we sort it, clean them back up and load them out. But to sit here and say I'm dumping dumpster loads of trash down there, I mean, I just got a clean slate of it from the DNR. I mean, you guys are more than welcome. You know, I've got all that on record. But, you know, I'm trying that 40 acres. I'm only subdividing 30 acres and doing 5 and 7 acre tracts on it. It's not like I'm putting a big subdivision in. I know that's why everybody's here, because they think I'm going to develop the whole, you know, it's 5 or 6 lots. And, you know, that my what so-called dump, I wouldn't say would have anything to do, you know, with this. And like I said, the DNR has, they've been down and they are totally, you know.
Tim, again, I would say it really, I appreciate you giving you an update on that, but it really is outside of our purview of.
Right, I understand. I just wanted to clear up now, this dump, you know.
Now, you know, when you go before the planning or the county commissioners, you might want to have some information or data you can share with them. But that,
if you have any paperwork from the DNR,
yeah,
that would be good. As far as here, we're here
right.
to look at that specific
sure.
parcel.
Okay, I just wanted to clear up.
And
this.
If anything, if you're, it would seem like if you're going to sell large lots, that you would want to make sure the area is presentable if people are going to buy them.
Well, sure.
But that's not our area either. So
okay.
But we'll look at what's all being right. presented for us. Ma'am?
My main concern is the traffic on that little road, which is Cedar Park or T10, whatever they call it now. It's not very wide, and you're going to add more of what we already have down there, which is quite a few people. And then they're going to hit T, and it's a little worse than that. So, I mean, it's got a lot of people on it already, and they're going to have some problems because T10 can't handle them, and neither can T Highway. You're just adding to the fire a little more fuel. And my land is set there for a lot of years, and you can see how much it's developed. It's
and where's your parcel at?
To the right.
To the right, okay.
Yes. There's 40 acres there. Comes all the way down. It's that little wider at the top and narrow at the bottom.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And it's like a quarter mile each piece. But that traffic on those roads is not going to be good. As you know, they're really building down on T all the way to the bottom. And the traffic's bad right now. And it's going to get worse. And I don't see it widening in the future. So, and when they come out and hit that little road, is dangerous at the end of it, T10 is. When you come out, you're looking straight at a bluff, and you can't see to the right, and you can't see to the left. And there's been several wrecks there over the years. So they're either going to have to fix a better viewing to keep all the people safe. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else? You want to come back up?
Yeah.
And
sure. I'd like to address two things that come up. One, the east property line that was marked that this gentleman brought up. I'm a professional land surveyor. It was my people that marked it. The landowner wanted us to mark that. There are no plans at this point of any kind to develop the other two parcels to the south. The subdivision is wholly in the parcel that's outlined. We just marked those property lines because they asked us to do it. So, and then the second thing, as far as traffic is concerned, when you look at that sketch plat we had up there, there's one road coming in. So, and that's where all the traffic's going to come in. It's going to come in, there's a cul-de-sac at the end, and that's how they'll turn around right there. So there's all your access to each of those proposed lots.
These are large lots, you're going to have, you won't have to be required for any erosion control.
I'm not an engineer, so I can't speak to that, but if that was something that was required, obviously they would take care of that.
Any other questions? Part of our job is to look at, you know, zoning around the property and how it is, and if it fits into, you know, what's being proposed and
it's right up against
our
R1 property.
Sort of squares that off. So based on the, again, this is a rezone, so what we do is generally put a motion to recommend out and then vote it up or down, and I have a specific motion to read. But would we be able to get a motion to approve the application as presented so we can vote it up or down? We've got a motion to approve the application as presented. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I'll go ahead and read the motion. Motion to recommend approval of application 24-004 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by GW Thesis LLC for parcels located at 1570 Cedar Park Road, Branson, parcel 08-7.0-36-000-000-026.000 to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to RR1 zoning district in the form of a resolution to be sent to the Taney County Commission. So again, the motion is for approval. So for all those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
So 4-1.
4-1.
Motion carries. So for everyone here in the crowd, again, the meeting will be February 20th at 9 a.m. to where the county commission will actually vote and review our application or our recommendation, but we'll make the final decision in reference to that. Again, February 20th, 9 a.m. Thank you. So we've got the third rezone, and this one is located at 180 Austin Street, Forsyth.
Rezone 24005 is the application by E73 Capital LLC, and they're seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, which is number 09-2.0-09-00-002-005.001, located at 180 Austin Street, Forsyth. The existing property is zoned R1, single family residential district. The rezoning request is for C2, general commercial district. Turning your attention to the screen, this is the 76 bridge over Bull Shoals at Forsyth. South, here's our parcel. It's not well, you can see it up there.
Not very well.
Yeah.
think that's going to be fixed, Tom, before too long.
Thank you.
So, zooming in.